Our first lesson today is from the book of Genesis, parts of chapters 12 and 13. Listen for what it says about tents and about people journeying. And Yahuwah said to Abram, "Go from thy land and from thy birth and from the house of thy father to the land that I will cause thee to see. And I will make thee into a great nation, and I will bless thee, and will make thy name great, and be thou a blessing. And I will bless those who bless thee, and will curse him who reviles thee. And in thee all the families of the ground shall be blessed." And Abram went, as Yahuwah had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was a son of 5 years and 70 years, when he went out from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and their every acquisition that they had acquired, and the soul that they had made in Haran, and they went out to go to the land of Canaan. And they came to the land of Canaan. And Abram passed through into the land, even to the place Shechem, even to the oak grove of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And Yahuwah appeared to Abram and said, "To thy seed I will give this land." And there he built an altar to Yahuwah, who appeared to him. And he moved away from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel. And he stretched out his tent with Bethel toward the sea and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to Yahuwah and called on the name of Yahuwah. And Abram journeyed, going and journeying toward the south. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, toward the south. And Abram was very heavy in livestock, in silver and in gold. And he went according to his journeys from the south and even to Bethel, even to the place where his tent was in the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there in the beginning. And there Abram called on the name of Yahuwah. And Lot also, who went with Abram, had flock and herd and tents. We read also from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt in a tabernacle among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And we also read from the Heavenly Doctrine concerning the meaning of tents and journeys. Tents mean what is holy of love, love to the Lord, and worship from love. It was customary among the ancients to speak of journeying and dwelling in tents, by which was meant, in the internal sense, holy worship. The reason was that the most ancient people not only journeyed with tents, but also dwelt in tents and performed their holy worship in them. To dwell in the tents of Shem means that internal worship is within external worship. But because the man of the external church does not well know what internal things are, this shall be briefly told. When a man feels or perceives in himself that he has good thoughts about the Lord, and that he has good thoughts about the neighbor, and desires to perform kind services for him, not for the sake of any gain or honor for himself, and when he feels that he has pity for anyone who is in trouble, and still more for one who is in error in respect to the doctrine of faith, then he may know that he dwells in the tents of Shem, that is, that he has internal things in him through which the Lord is working. Journeys mean the progression of spiritual life, thus the order of that life. Spiritual life, or the life of heaven, is a gift of the Lord to man by means of temptations, which are described by the journeys of the sons of Israel in the wilderness. The life of heaven is to be led by the Lord by means of good. In order that a man may come to that life, good must be implanted by means of truth. That is, charity must be implanted by means of faith. As long as this implanting is being done, the man is on the way to heaven, but is not yet in heaven. And during that time, in order that the truths which are of faith may be confirmed and may also be conjoined with good, the man is let into temptations. For temptations are the means of the conjunction of good and truth. When therefore the man is in good, that is, in the affection of doing good for the sake of good, thus for the sake of the neighbor, he is uplifted into heaven, for he is in the order of heaven, and is led by the Lord by means of good. From all this it can be seen what is meant by the life of heaven. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.